Hey guys, it's been a while since I've done an episode. We are back with a really interesting, exciting one. I am joined by Daniel, who is the co-founder and CEO of Incense. And we're going to talk today about creators and UGC, and I'm sure a bunch of other things. Daniel, do you mind starting? Like, when did you start the company and why did you start the company? You know, 6 years ago to do what you're doing feels very early.
Yeah, it is feels early. And thanks so much for inviting Chase. Yeah, we started the business with my brother and one more founder with just a simple idea to help businesses to get fresh, authentic content at scale. And back in the days, my brother, he ran his own e-commerce agency, like a few brands. And he realized that UGC creator content is the one that actually people would love to consume as a content, and like, and then make a decision about like either to purchase something or install app and so on. And then he was trying to test out that, but it wasn't the most efficient way to have everything in Google spreadsheets and messengers. And then he felt like, okay, like serving a couple of brands, it's easy, and like 10 creators. But then once it started scaling, it's not efficient. How about like finding a tool there out there? And he tried, and none of them actually worked for him. So that's why he came to me and said, like, can you help me to build this thing? And yeah, we tested this idea and launched Incense 6 years ago with this simple idea of creator content.
I love it. And I'm sure a lot's changed. I'm sure a lot's still probably similar in terms of principles. What makes for good UGC or creator content, right? I'm sure things like authenticity, you know, right, demographic, like what is like the recipe or the formula for like good UGC or good content?
Oh, wow. I can talk about that like for years. but at the nutshell, so like just understanding what is about brand and also audience, right? And based on that, you can find the creators who are going to be like speaking about your brand in the right direction. And also, it's better to find the creators who actually tested your product. So if you're, you know, have like a beauty product, skincare, so like then like put the skincare and saying like something that you like or not. Maybe the touch of that, it's not that great, right? So like, or it's not tailored to your color of skin, or like vice versa. It's like, it's absolutely amazing. Then like once you find the creators, the right creators, that's going to be speaking to your audience who are really actually tested that. So the next stage is like creative briefing. That's the most crucial thing. So like it's 50% of your success is going to be relying on that. So how you can actually explain what do you need. So that's like the components that like really important. But obviously it's also important to understand what platform are you creating content for. So like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, all of these like platforms are so different. There is some similarity, but I would say like you need to clearly understand, okay, what content I need.
That's awesome. So not to name any names, but there are some companies out there, right, where I feel like they just use the same 5 or 10 models and every brand's ad you see uses the same people. So the way that, you know, Incense kind of mitigates and gets around that, right, is like you guys have a library and kind of access to, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of creators, correct? Like how big is like the pool of people that you're fishing in?
Yeah, so we probably never gonna have like millions of creators. And the reason why, because we are marketplace, meaning that we do work with e-commerce brands, and also we do work with the creators and treat them as a customers, both ways. And right now we have 20,000 creators who are actually actively creating the content and getting paid. And we would like to make sure that they consider that as a part-time or full-time job. And many of them, they came to us, especially during the COVID, and saying like, look, I'm ready to quit my full-time job. And like, I would like to be a creator as a full-time job. So can you help us? So yeah, that was like the statement. So yeah, 20,000 right now, we're growing like really fast, but we would like to still be more niche in a way that just making sure that all these thousands of people there get paid like constantly rather than having a millions in just a database.
Yeah, and I think that's key. And that's why I wanted to double down on it. I think the fact that you guys have the library and access to 20,000 people is really important, because sure, some brands might have the same or similar creators, but more often than not, right, there's really going to be that element of uniqueness. You're not going to see another creator promoting your same competitor on an ad for them, right? Or else that gets weird. So that's really cool. In kind of the landscape of 2022, like what's working? Like, you know, you have access to a lot of data. So we talked about like what makes good content. In terms of like, yeah, you mentioned TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube. Is it mainly video-based kind of creative that most people are looking for? Are you guys doing a lot of static stuff? Like, what are you seeing in terms of like the makeup between like static versus kind of video? So images versus videos. And how does that change by the platform?
Yeah, great question. So some of the platforms, they were born and raised as the video-first platforms, like YouTube or TikTok, for instance. Instagram was like static images at the beginning, but right now it's definitely evolved into the mobile-first, which is video-first, right? So we do see like for all platforms, both ways. So like static images and videos. So I would say like the majority of our brands, they still are ordering like one video as just a main job and a couple of static images, because it doesn't hurt. So creators, they already receive your product. They're already filming that. Can they like just photo like a couple of more static images that you can use like in your emails or in your social media, or even though like converting in the low funnel, and static images, they still works on Facebook like really great. So that's why like we're not against the static images, but I would say 95% of our content is video.
Nice. Yeah, that makes sense. Because you really want to see someone using it, right? It kind of feels more tangible and authentic if someone can actually use it and show it and unbox it, right? Like seeing like that is believing. So, okay, we talked about what makes good content. We kind of talked about the platforms. In terms of like, you know, you guys do, I guess, like whitelisting, you'd call it as well, right? You allow brands to connect with influencers and actually run these creatives behind their pages. Is that something that you guys see a lot of, and that's something that you guys help facilitate?
Right. And moreover, we found this way back in 2017 when we just started the business. And we were one of the first companies out there who started this thing. And right now we see the majority of the deals that happen on our platform, they including influencer whitelisting, which is like brand content ads on Instagram or Spark ads on TikTok. Yeah. So like, and we would say it just creates a different angle how you can approach your audience. We don't say that like do only Spark ads or whitelisting. No, but you can add just one more multiple to your paid efforts when you can run the ads like the same content from the brand account or from creator handle. So why not? And moreover, we have seen the results that could outperform twice just the change in the handles. Just like this minor thing could change like everything. So that's why like we do recommend to test out that, but not heavily relying only on that. So like just like one more testing thing.
Nice. One more question about Incense specifically for brands. And then I want to talk about Incense as a business. How, like what percentage of people are actually buying videos just for like organic? Or are they kind of double dipping and buying the content to run paid traffic to? And then they're also posting it organically as well. Like, are most people going in with the mindset of, hey, I'm going to run this on paid and I can also use it on organic? Or do you have people that are actually just buying a bunch of content to have daily content for their TikTok or their YouTube or their Instagram as like organic content?
Yeah, great question. We have seen like some of the brands, they coming to us and saying like, okay, the primary goal is using only for organic. And to be honest, like it's not the ideal customer for us. And the reason why is simple, because like, okay, I get like this content, influencer can post this content, and then I'm expecting business results. But like sometimes it works, sometimes it's not. On TikTok, it actually works. On Instagram, questionable, right? So that's why like we are saying that, yes, please, you can ask influencers to post that and it doesn't hurt, right? but we would prefer to work with marketers who are considering like getting content and like working with the influencers primarily for the paid part of the things, because in that case it's clear if it works or not. But again, doesn't hurt to get this content and public on your brand account. Why not? Like, you're receiving like free content and all copyrights.
Love it. All right. Well, a few questions now about the business itself. So you've been around for 6 years. Is it bootstrapped or venture backed? You don't have to mention how much money you've raised if it's venture backed. And then how big is the team?
Oh, great question. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So we, at the beginning, we bootstrapped like completely. Just like put all our money from the out pockets. I used to work like in corporate job when we started like piloting that, and I was paying like from my salary to the first engineer. So that was like really hustling, I would say. But then like, yeah, we got like some investments. We did like a couple of accelerator programs. One of them here based in New York City. Another one is a Facebook marketing accelerator program. So when we get the access to the ecosystem of Facebook. Then, yeah, we raised a couple of rounds, and the most recent ones we closed this March. So yeah, it's not a secret. Totally, we raised over $5 million. So, and yeah, continuing building our tech. So, and right now our team is distributed in 13 countries and we are 52 people.
Wow, congratulations. And what's the makeup of those people between, I'm guessing it's probably pretty product and engineering heavy?
Yeah, exactly. So we have like roughly 50% of engineers and product team, and 50% is like administrative, client relations, creator relations. Yeah.
Sweet. And then the last question I have, and then we'll open it up to see if you have anything else you want to share. How do you guys acquire customers, right? You know, I'm launching my email platform. So this is a selfish question. How have you guys grown over the years? Obviously, I think when someone's been in the market for as long as you guys are, you know, just inherently, right, you're going to build momentum and probably some SEO and some good partnerships. But like, yeah, how do you think about your guys' marketing?
We have a pivot. So we started focusing on enterprise at the very beginning. So that's why like it was like heavily sales led. Right now we are marketing led. And once we started focusing on only on e-commerce, so then we realized that, okay, how e-commerce owners and marketers like yourself are looking for some information. So that's why like as a part of our strategy, it's definitely SEO and content marketing. So copywriting is so important. We have a dedicated copywriter in our team, so it's not freelancer. We actually like have like a full-time person. That's like number one. The second one is partnerships and referrals. So like where we're building like some partnerships with either e-commerce agencies or e-commerce enabled solutions, like, you know, via customers. Yeah. or a few like other folks. And the third one, it's still word of mouth, man. Like it's fascinating. The majority of our customers, they're coming to us because they heard and they love our product, and they're starting like saying about that like in different communities, and we just like so grateful for that, because we are building something that people are ready to share with other folks and recommend. So yeah, 60% of our customers, they're still coming to us from word of mouth or like referrals, like friendly referrals. And we, right now we have 500 brands working with us.
Incredible. Well, thank you. Those are my questions. Is there anything that you want to share about Instance as a business, Instance as a platform, any UGC tips, anything else that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I would say... it's interesting, like how the world disasters like impacted on us. Like when the COVID hit, so we thought like, wow, we screwed up. Like, what was going to be like with the business? But then it turned out to be like e-commerce starting like growing like real fast. And then last year, iOS 14 happened, and then we thought like, okay, how it's going to be impacted on the businesses? And then like people started getting like more and more content. And the last one is like a global recession. And we thought like, okay, it's one more. What is going to be like a negative or positive? But like it's turned out to be like people are still trying to find like the most effective ways how to optimize their businesses. And right now, the biggest question for us is like, how to support our customers? And yeah, that's the question that I would ask if you are in the shoes of being like agency owner or some tech or like whatever, or like even like e-commerce operator, how can I support my customers right now? So what should I change in my product? What should I offer additionally? That's the question that myself and like all of my team like asking like every single day, because we have seen like some signals from the market that it's definitely not the last year or like 2020 when it was crazy. So I think like my advice, question, request to the community is going to be like, hey guys, like let's figure out how to support each other.
I love it, man. That's a big question. I'm going to ponder that probably most of today. So thank you. And then in terms of the domain, it's incense, incense.pro. Is that correct?
Right.
And then where can people find you online?
Like incense or?
You personally, like where? What's your Twitter or your LinkedIn or whatever, your email, whatever you want to give?
Right. So like easily, like either Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything is Daniil Salukov, which is DanielSalukov. So please follow, please ask me questions. I'm starting and recovering my Twitter. I gave up on that in 2013, but my brother's from Structured, Jake, he told me like, dude, like you should be there. Your people are there. So like I came back like 2 months ago. So like I'm trying to create some value. So please follow, comment, DM me with any feedback.
Sweet, man. All right, I appreciate you. Thank you.